Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we talking about today, Mike?
We're going to talk about underwear or undergarments, socks and underwear, things to protect your nethers.
Okay, base layer maybe, yeah, is what some people
there
might
you
call
go. Base
it.
Base layer, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure. All right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Where do you want to start?
I don't know. I mean, we're gonna get a little personal on this episode, kind of like the pooping in the woods episode. So it's you might as well just jump right in and get to it.
Yeah. I feel like this will be less personal than the pooping in the woods one.
Different personal.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so maybe let's start with the less personal of the two, and let's talk about socks.
Okay.
And like kind of ease into the personal realm, yeah, of things.
So you will know more about the sock situation than I would, because my wife worked at an outdoor shop or a sporting goods shop when she was younger. Yeah. And when we first started talking about starting out hiking and doing all this backpacking, she made me buy, didn't make me, she recommended that I buy hiking socks. And
I feel like she made me.
I mean, realistically, they are not cheap, and I am a cheap person. I'm very frugal, so I did not want to spend $16 a pair, but I did.
$16 a pair is cheap. Let's be honest.
That's like cheap for hiking socks.
Yeah.
So I did not want to spend that, but we found some on sale. And so I ended up buying a couple of pair at $15 or $16 a pair. And now I look forward to wearing those socks.
Oh, I know.
So they're just,
yeah,
so nice.
So I had a different journey than,
yeah,
you did.
So I started out with the recommended socks.
Right. I did not. I started out with the cheapy cheap 20 in a pack.
Yeah.
Regular sock. Like,
yeah,
not
your
not
department,
quote
your
unquote
department
hiking
store
socks.
Yeah,
yes. Like your Kmart brand, yeah, socks. And then I was like, okay, well, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then I went up to like the, okay, let me spend like a couple bucks a pair. And those were shit.
Yep.
And then eventually I got to where you're at.
Yeah.
But I did not start there, and it took me a while to,
yeah,
get there.
Yeah, I remember I was at a store, and I was like, hey, I found these hiking socks. I'm going to buy a pair or two. You want me to grab you some while I'm here? And you're like, I don't really think that's a thing. And so,
yeah, that sounds right.
Like, you're like socks are socks, right?
Well, and honestly, like the part of me that has experienced hiking now really wrestles with like the cheap ass in me.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like socks are socks. And you look at my, so now I have specific hiking socks, and we'll get into that in a minute. So, but now I have like four or five pair of my quote unquote hiking socks.
Yeah.
Which are great, and I love them. But to look at them, they don't look any different.
Well, right.
Than my like everyday wear socks. And I really don't understand the science behind it. And we are not going to get into the science behind things today. Because, like, neither one of us are science people.
Right.
I don't understand why there's a difference, but I will admit that there is a difference.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you know more than I know that there's a difference because I've never worn anything but out on the trail. So you know more than I do. We'll get into boots. Like, I know I've had different boots over the years and so in different footwear, I guess. So we'll get into that on a different episode, but like that also makes a difference. But, so you started out with store brand socks and not necessarily store brand, but
I
like
started with, out with, okay. So here's what I started out with. I started out with, I'm going to call it Kmart because Kmart don't exist anymore. And I feel like that's a safe term
to use. But
so I started out with Kmart cotton socks, right? Like just your run of the mill, run to the store, grab a 8-pack of socks.
Yeah.
That's what I started out with, right? Like white socks.
Yeah. Did you at least start out with brand new? Or were you just wearing what you had in your drawer at home?
Honestly, I was just wearing what I had in my drawer at home. I mean, they're my everyday wear, you know, whatever, nothing special, cheap, buy what you can, socks. And honestly, like you were just saying, and even now I wrestle, like in my brain, I'm wrestling right now as we're talking about it. It's like, I don't see why they wouldn't work. Even though I know they don't work, it's in my head. It's like, well, I don't see why they wouldn't work. But just regular cotton crew socks,
right?
Because you and I have talked about before, we wear hiking boots.
Yep.
So I get the crew length because I want them tall enough to stick up above the boot.
Right.
So I'm not getting like the rub from the boot.
Yep.
There are hiking shoes.
Yeah.
So if you're the type of person that has hiking shoes, you probably don't need a crew. You could probably get away with a, what are the shorter socks called? If it's not crew.
Calf.
Yeah. You got your, no, calf is what I, crew is what I have. And then.
I'm sorry. Quarter.
Calf is like
quarter the, length socks is what they are. They go up above your ankle and above your,
Yeah. So that's your ankle socks. Yeah, ankles, that's what they call them. Yeah. So you get the ankle socks, right? Okay. So I get like the crew length ones, which come up like a little bit on your shin, tall enough so that it's higher than your boot. Mm-hmm. But again, the first ones that I had were cotton. And I really thought those would be fine.
Right.
Maybe for some people they are. I don't know.
If you're just going out for a day hike or something like that, I'm sure they're fine.
If you were going on a day hike, probably fine.
I mean, if you're maxing out like 5 miles or less, maybe.
Yeah. Right. If you're going out for like a, you know, you're like a scenic day trip or afternoon hike,
probably fine. Not carrying a lot of weight.
And for sure.
Yeah.
Right. So in my head, I thought, okay, well, that'll be fine. Well, it turns out they cause all sorts of blisters. Mm-hmm. Not great at moisture control.
No, they
certainly hold on not to, good at odor control.
Yeah, they hold on to the moisture and keep the moisture around your foot, which causes the blisters and causes all that stuff.
Right. So in my head, I'm like, well, so I will supplement that with like a foot powder, like a Gold Bond type foot powder, which in my head, again, I still feel like should have worked. It doesn't. I don't know why it doesn't. I don't know the science behind it.
Didn't that just turn into a paste?
It was bad. Yeah, it was like a glue. I'm not going to lie. It was a nice smelling glue, but it was a glue. Like, it was just not a, it wasn't good. And I wound up getting the, when I tell you, Mike, I have shown you, so you get it. But listener, believe me when I tell you, I got blisters in the weirdest places on my feet. So I got blisters between my big toe and what I'm going to call my pointer toe.
Yeah, you're
how the hell do you get a blister there? I don't even know.
No.
I would get blisters on the back of some of my feet. I would get blisters on the bottom of my feet. So that's your run-of-the-mill cotton sock that you would think would be fine. Turns out it's not fine. I'm just here to tell you.
Yeah.
If you take nothing else away from this episode, your regular cotton day wear sock, do not use that as a hiking sock.
Yeah.
That is the biggest lesson I've learned.
Yeah. I swear by them because I haven't had the issues that you've had. I have had blisters, but they were because of my boot. They weren't because of my sock.
Right.
So right. My sock has always been like, I pull them out of my boot. They're wet. Like, I mean, they're not just taking all of your sweat and just like evaporating them into space. They're wet, but your foot comes out dry. I don't get it. Like,
I don't feel like my foot came out dry.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, my feet, like, come out. I mean, they're not dry, but they're not, like, they're not saturated with, like, here's I don't the have,
thing,
like, the.
Here's the thing with cotton, right? Like, this is the way I rectify it in my head. Do you want to know what else is made out of cotton? Your bath towels.
And they're moisture absorbent. Your
bath towels, that's the thing. They're moisture absorbent, right? But your bath towel takes a day to dry out. So, like, if you're a two-shower-a-day type person,
you're using two towels.
You're using two towels because if you take that second shower in the day, your towel's still wet. Mm-hmm. Cotton socks are the same way. Like, they are comfy. I'm not going to say, for everyday wear, cotton socks are comfy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wear them every day.
Absolutely.
They are not good for the trail. They are just not. Like, they hang on to that wetness in your, like, without being gross. I mean, we're going to get gross in this episode, so sorry in advance. But, like, your feet are going to sweat. They're going to stink.
Yep.
That cotton sock is going to, quote, unquote, wick that moisture away from your foot. It's going to hold on to it. It ain't got nowhere to go. It's stuck in a boot all day. It has nowhere to go. So at the end of the day, you've got a soggy towel wrapped around your foot, collecting all that moisture. It's not good. Long story short, it is not good.
Yeah. Well, and so the socks that I wear, I'm not going to say that they're not wet and like all that kind of stuff when I pull them out, but they are, I don't know if antimicrobial is the right word or whatever, but they don't hold on to a lot of the stuff. Again, we're not scientists. We don't get it.
Right.
But
right.
They feel like a regular sock. And for the most part, they are a regular sock. They have different designs and all that kind of stuff because they're not your run-of-the-mill just white crew sock that you buy at the store.
Well, but so let's tell, so what are yours made out of? The hiking socks that you have, what's the fabric that your socks are made out of?
What is it, merino wool?
Yeah, it's merino wool.
And so it's wool. You'd think itchy. You'd think all that stuff, but it's...
I know, you would think that.
But it's not.
But merino wool specifically, I don't know how, not a scientist. But merino wool is odor resistant.
Yeah.
So, like, the mere fact that it's made out of merino wool versus made out of cotton, when I hear odor resistant, so, again, not a scientist. we're going to say this a lot in this. But, like, bacteria and stuff is what's causing that odor, right? So, by it being odor resistant, and I don't know how it's odor resistant, but by it being odor resistant, in my head, that means that it's like bacteria resistant. Just like aluminum is bacteria resistant, which is why they make deodorant out of aluminum.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand how that works either, but that's a different thing altogether.
We're not sock scientists or deodorant scientists.
No sort of scientist. Not a doctor, not a scientist. Don't know how any of this works. Kind of talking out of my ass a little bit. But merino wool, look it up on Google. If you look up merino wool on Google, one of the main benefits of merino wool is that it is odor resistant.
Yep.
In my head, as Sean of Sean and Mike Take a Hike, that means that it is antibacterial.
So, in what I am reading between the, learning is that merino wool and synthetics are moisture wicking, whereas cotton is a moisture absorbent, which I don't understand fully the difference.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What the hell is the difference?
So moisture wicking, like I feel like that's wicking the moisture away from my body, meaning it's absorbing it.
We talked about that. What episode was it that we talked about that where you had like your sports shirt on or whatever? Yeah. And that's moisture wicking.
But it just held on to the water.
But it did take it away from your body.
It took it away from my body. But now we're saying cotton is bad, but on our shirts we say cotton is good.
I don't know what to say about that.
All I know is it works. Like I don't.
I know is that it's true
and it works.
Right. All I know is that it's true. I don't know the science behind it, but yes, I am saying that. I don't know why I'm saying that. I can't explain it why, but yes, I do think for your shirt, cotton is good. Apparently, for your socks, cotton is bad.
It could be that one is an underlayer, one is an overlayer. Or an outer layer, like the
base layer versus outer layer. Mike, let's use the proper terminology. We're supposed to be experts.
We have never said that.
I know.
But
I mean, so you bring up a good point though. Like, so the middle of the road is
a synthetic.
A synthetic or a blend or a polycotton, whatever. So that's like your middle of the road price point.
Yeah.
My hot take on it, as somebody that did the middle of the road, like I started in the cotton, then I went to the synthetic blend, and now I'm into the merino wool. I hate to say this because I know it's expensive. And like, $20 for one pair of socks is stupid expensive. I 100% agree. It's stupid expensive. But you are just going to waste your money on the cheaper socks. Like, they're not good.
You're going to waste your money, but at the same time, too, like $20 a pair of socks, depending on how often you go, like for you and I, the longest we go or have gone is a 4-day trip. And we always pack an extra pair or two. So we have like 5 or 6 pairs of socks.
Right, I know. So you're spending $100 on a pair on socks. Yeah, that's stupid.
It is stupid, but it's not. Because if you didn't spend $100 on socks, you'd have blisters and you'd have discomfort and you wouldn't want to go
anywhere. Well, here's the problem. The problem is you can either start by spending $100 on socks, or you can be like me. I have at this point spent $200 socks.
Yeah.
And I have $100 worth of usable socks. That's the problem, is you start with like the cheaper ones thinking that you can just get by, which is what I did. And then I went to the middle of the road because I still wasn't ready to pull the trigger on the $20 a pair socks. So then I went to the middle of the road and bought a bunch of pairs of those.
There are things that I listened to my wife about. Shit. I'm glad that this was one of them.
Well, I wish I would have listened to your wife too. I mean, realistically, that's what I have learned though is, if I could go back in time, I would have told me 5 years ago,
just
spend the money because you're going to hate everything else that you use.
So going back to like, there are certain things where you can buy that, like our tents are not super expensive. Our boots, our trekking poles that we don't use, got to bring them up every episode.
There it is. There's the one reference this episode. Got it.
So there are things where you can get away with spending a little bit less and use that little bit less. So maybe you're buying a $100 or $150 tent, rather than a $400 tent, use that savings and get some good socks.
Absolutely.
That's what I learned.
And you didn't have to go through the growing pains to get to where you're at. I went through those growing pains. And as ridiculous as it is, I understand that anybody listening that says, that's going to hear me say, spend your $100 on socks.
Right.
I understand how ridiculous that sounds. Trust me when I tell you, in the long run, you are going to spend more buying cheap ones.
And trying to find the right cheap ones.
Yeah. And if I could go back, I would have just bought the good ones to begin with. Because the middle of the road and the cheap ones are crap.
And even your run-of-the-mill, everyday, like, workout socks, that, like, if you're just working out at home in the gym or whatever, those are still going to be a cotton blend that are not – they're made to be used for a half hour, hour at a time, not all day on the trail.
Well, that's the thing. Like, these – so let's talk about the merino wool, quote unquote, hiking socks, right? So you've got several different brands that make those.
Yeah.
Not only are they made out of merino wool, but the construction of the socks, so they're going to have your like flat lock seams, which is pretty standard. Yeah. So you don't got like a seam that's like cutting into you. But like the thickness of the sock in different spots is going to be specific to hiking.
Yeah.
So like your top of your sock is not going to be the same thickness as the bottom of your sock. The bottom of your sock is not going to be the same as the heel of your sock.
Yep.
All those thicknesses, they're constructed like that on purpose.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
They've done their research and their science, data analytics and everything behind it of where your pressure points are when you're in a hiking boot or shoe and on an uneven terrain. It's not like you're walking in the grocery store on a flat surface.
Exactly. You are not on, I'm not walking down the middle of Fifth Avenue,
right?
Like I'm walking on like weird shit. The way that these, and I don't know the science behind it because I'm not a clothing designer, neither are you.
Right.
But like somebody has figured out this is what a hiking sock should be.
I mean,
whether you're getting the cruise.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, because they come in different sizes, right? Like, so you can get a cruise sock, you can get a calf length sock, you can get an ankle sock.
You can get your no-show socks. That,
you can get your no-shows, whatever. As long as you get a quote-unquote hiking sock, and it matches the footwear you're using it with as far as, like, coverage area, you'll probably be good.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, don't cheap out. Like, it's just not worth it. You are going to spend more money in the long run. I wish I would have bought the expensive ones
absolutely. I'm sure you do. I mean, you know, I've watched you bitch about it, so I know you do. But
I mean, just talking about like your middle of the road ones, right? Yeah. Like, so you're talking about your like synthetics. So that's going to be like your polyester, your nylon, even your quote unquote spandex, which spandex is not how you think. Like, it's not like your biker short spandex or whatever, but like there is probably a place for that. Yeah. So maybe if you're, let's say you're an ultralighter. Like, we've talked about ultralighters in the past, right? You and I are not ultralighters. Nope. Maybe an ultralighter could get away with, like, a specialty synthetic blend that's not the merino wool. My guess is those specific synthetic blend, whatever that is, my guess is you're paying a premium for those on top of what you would normally pay, what you and I would pay for a merino wool.
Right.
Because it's a specific blend for hiking. So that I would say, like, if you have come across a sock that's maybe a synthetic blend for hiking specifically, maybe it's more expensive than the merino wool ones. My guess is that's formulated in a way to be good for that sport.
There's also a compression sock. Like, if you're going on longer hikes and you need to increase circulation, anything like that, enhance your circulation. Like, I don't have experience with compression socks. I have a pair that I've never put on. I have taken them with us in case I needed them, but I've never worn them. But
I think compression socks have a place.
Yep.
So my husband, for example, has circulation issues, which we can get into it. Never, basically. but it's not relevant. But he does have circulation issues, so where he needs a compression sock for certain things, okay. You know, to make sure that your circulation is good. So, like, if you know you have a medical condition where a compression sock is what you need, mm-hmm. well, then look into compression, circulation, whatever, right. hiking socks. I'm sure they make a specialized thing. You and I, specifically, don't need those.
Right.
So we haven't looked into those, and we don't have a lot of experience with those. I'm not going to go buy compression socks just to have them because I don't need them. You don't need them. Right. So we're not going to have, I'm not even going to be able to like knowledgeably talk about them because like, I don't have the condition that I need them. But if you need compression socks, they make them for hiking.
Yeah.
Get compression socks for hiking. Yeah. If that's yep. what you need.
Yeah. If you've got the circulation issues, all that kind of stuff, they're there and, available. Like I said, I don't have a whole lot on socks just because all I can say is
you haven't gone through the growing pains.
All I can say is spend the money. I did it. I'm happy I've done it. And then once you bite that bullet and you spend the money the one time, it's a one for every time. Like you need to replace a pair of socks. Okay. Like you've worn this pair way more than the other pair. If they're starting to wear out, you buy one more pair and you throw those other ones away. Like, so it's right. not a, every time you buy socks, you got to spend $100. It's a right. slight replacement here and there.
Like I have my hiking socks now, having gone through the progression of like cheap, less cheap, but still cheap. Road. Kind of middle of the road, kind of upper middle of the road, and then like quote unquote quality hiking socks. Like I have gone through that progression. I have spent twice as much money as you have yeah. on socks at this point.
Absolutely.
If go back, do yourself a favor,
right.
listener, buy the good ones to start with. I'm telling you, it's one of those things where you do not realize. I will say this. Before you and I went, I read all the same things that you did mm-hmm. about how important socks are. I didn't believe it. I'm telling you, listener, believe it. Like, believe that socks are that important. Right.
We're not sponsored by socks.
We're not sponsored by socks. We're not like in the pocket of Big Sock, right. you know. But I'm telling you, whatever way, and buy them as cheap as you can. I'm not saying don't buy the cheap ones. You know, find them on clearance.
Right.
Oh, find absolutely. Them on a going out of business yep. sale. Find them find on a discount website.
Find an outlet store or something, yeah.
Absolutely. Find them for as cheap as you can, but get real quality, name brand even, which I'm not a name brand mm-hmm. guy. Like, I will buy off-brand, whatever I can buy. But find something that is reputable in a good sock. If you are getting into this and you want to do it more than just once, spend the money.
Yeah. If
I really do believe
if you
that.
Are looking for a way out of hiking and you just don't know how to tell your friends, get cheap socks, be miserable, and then tell them you never want to do it again.
Yeah.
Realistically, yeah. but if it's something you want to do and you want to enjoy doing it.
I really put socks, you're not going to believe me when I say this, but I put socks right up there with like your most important. I would almost put socks above footwear,
yeah.
like shoes. Because if yeah. you have shitty socks, yeah.
it doesn't matter what you put.
It don't matter yeah. how expensive boots you have or whatever. Like your socks are, they could make or break your experience. And that sounds ridiculous to say.
Right.
I know it sounds ridiculous to say. I'm telling you, socks make a world of difference.
Yeah.
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, do you have anything else to say about socks?
I didn't have a whole lot to say on socks other than...
I had a lot to say about socks. I went through all the stages of it. And I'm still in denial today.
Yeah.
But when my feet hurt, I wear my hiking socks in their comfort.
Yeah.
Like in my daily life. Like if it's my feet want some luxury, I'll put my hiking socks on in my daily life. They make that big of a difference. Yeah,
if there's something I know it's going to be a little bit more strenuous or whatever, I do the same. I'll put my hiking socks on and throw them in a pair of boots, not necessarily my hiking boots, but then it's away we go, and I've got comfort, and I don't have to worry about blisters or anything else. So
having said that, and just to glob onto that, have hiking socks. Like, don't use them every day. It's, you know what I mean? I do save them for only basically hiking, or if I need a sock for a day. Like, I do not wear them every day. They're not in heavy rotation. They're my hiking socks.
Yeah, I've got the cheapy 20 in a pack socks,
right,
for everyday use, and they work just fine for that. But
yeah.
Not for hiking.
Right.
So
that, I guess if we don't have anything else to say about that, let's move into your other main base layer. And sorry, ladies, this is mostly going to be a male-centric conversation, but...
Write in if you need to tell us how the women take care of this, because we do not have experience this, and I haven't talked to any of the ladies on the trail that we've encountered about their underwear, so...
No, I don't feel comfortable talking about ladies' underwear with people on the trail. Right. I assume we could have an entire episode of ladies' base layers. Yeah. If you are a lady listening and you have lady base layer points of view that you would like to share on the record, please let us know, and we'd be happy to revisit this with ladies.
My assumption we don't would be have a lot boy short cut, not like a thong or anything like that. But
I assume a boy short cut in a sports bra, although I am certainly not an expert about lady parts.
Not a professional.
I am not familiar with lady parts at all.
Well, yeah,
would maybe know better than I do, but I don't know. So seriously, like this. Sorry, ladies, this section is probably not for you unless you're trying to take your husband or boyfriend with you.
Right. But please write in, let us know, and we will share the information that we get.
Yeah.
Or we will, again, you can send us a voice memo or whatever, and we will include you into an update.
So, just to kind of get into the men's underwear thing, and sorry guys, this is going to get a little bit personal, but it's just going to.
I mean, right off the bat, if you're wearing tighty whities or regular boxers, I mean, even just your standard boxer briefs, you are going to have chafing.
Let's get right into it. Rip the Band-Aid off. Let's talk about it. So the problem that me, Sean, had, I had several problems with like my base layer when I first started.
Mm-hmm. I've gone through a few different iterations.
I have too. You and I both. So we have like some wiggle room to talk. Wiggle room.
Or lack thereof.
My big concerns our first couple of trips. I had thigh chafing.
Yeah, I never had.
My thighs would run together.
You like shorter underwear.
And, well, I like shorter underwear, but like, so that's part of it. As I do wear shorter underwear, I wear it. My daily wear is a trunk cut. My thighs would run.
Did you say gaily wear or daily wear?
Yes. My everyday wear is a trunk cut, which is like a short boxer brief.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
My thighs would rub together, and I would get like chafing in my thighs.
So,
and I'm not a huge guy. I'm not a huge like big fat guy.
Yeah, but your underwear was short enough to where your pants separated that your thighs were still coming together.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So I would get some of that. And then the other problem that I would get is they were low cut enough.
Right. You know, like I forgot
my waistband
about that
was low enough. Yeah. So my waistband was low enough that the hip belt of my backpack would rub on my hips so bad that I would get blisters on my hips.
Yeah.
So that was not great. So that was with my like everyday wear, run of the mill, buy it from whatever your department store is, underwear. Some sort of sporty blend fabric. Mm-hmm. Couldn't even tell you what it's made out of. Poly something blend, I'm sure. Spandex. Right. I don't know. I don't even know what it was made out of. That got old real quick.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
On top of, so I had those two problems, and then I would do the like, you'd be walking through the woods, and every once in a while, you'd have to do a lunge to get things to not stick to
other things.
What's a good way to say that without being too personal?
I mean, just like, say what it is. You're trying to get your balls to not stick to your leg.
Yeah, I mean, I think most guys know what I'm talking about. Where like you're doing the weird lunge so that you can get things to not cling to other things.
Yeah. It happens. Everybody knows it happens.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. So that's problem with like your department store underwear, right? Tell me where you started. I guess go with you started with.
I started out with a few years back. I went on a little weight loss adventure and bought some different underwears for working out. And then I had underwears for my everyday life and all that stuff. So I tried both of those. The working out ones were better. But they were short, like you said. You'd end up with some of that thigh chafing. With that, my everyday ones, they were, in a sense, like they were in a sense like the perfect underwear. Like, I wear more like on a regular basis, not to get too personal, but I wear a longer cut, boxer brief. And so that kept all the thigh chafing to a minimum. They were a sporty material, so it was moisture wicking already. Mm-hmm. So, like, they were, for our first few hikes and our shorter hikes, they were absolutely phenomenal. Like, I even told you, like, try these. Like, these were great. Right. And then the longer trips, not so much. Because they didn't have the protection. Yeah. Like I said, things were sticking, things were rubbing, and you ended up, you have chafing going on where you don't want chafing. And it really makes things uncomfortable as a man that you're just trying to walk, and then you end up walking like you just got off a horse because you hurt. So... This past summer, I did a lot of wasted money on underwear that I thought was going to fix the solution.
So are we talking about our middle-of-the-road ones? Is that what brand we're talking about? Where the ones that I recommended to you?
You recommended one to me. I found another one that I thought was going to be the end-all, be-all, and then we found this other one.
So let me talk about that for a minute, because I'm the one that started us down that journey.
Okay.
So with the problems that I was having with like the thighs rubbing together, the hip abrasions from the backpack, like hip belt, and the needing to squat all the time to get things unstuck, I found a brand of very popular online. I don't feel like I want to say the brand name of this, so I'm going to try to be real careful not to say the brand name. Because I think the underwear themselves are fine for, like, most things. I would not recommend them for hiking. But right. I think aside from if you weren't hiking, they're probably a very nice brand. I'll go as far
and say this. We both bought a few pair as a trial. And these were the first ones that we purchased. And, like, in our minds, they were the best thing ever. Like, we got these. Absolutely. We got these. Yes. So they're not horrible.
No, they're not horrible. Yeah. In fact, I did the subscription thing where I got a new pair every month and all the things. And so they were one of these pairs that have, like, the I'm not going to call it a pouch, but, like, they had wings in, like, the fly area.
It's a ball pouch, right?
Like, but it's not really a pouch. It's just kind of got like side things to keep your bits away from your things. So with those, I bought a longer pair. So I bought long boxer briefs.
Yep.
They have, like, the extra flap in them to keep your man parts away from your legs.
Yep.
And for an everyday wear, they really probably are really nice for an everyday wear.
I still get a few. I mean, I didn't throw them away. I still wear them.
The problem that I had with them is when we were out on the hike, things would not stay where they were supposed to.
The pouch wasn't
pouchy enough.
Right. It didn't seclude things enough.
It didn't sequester things into their own area.
Yeah.
It did, but it didn't. Yep. And maybe for different people, depending on how you're built, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. Right. It did not for me.
Yeah, me either.
Things moved around too much. The horse didn't stay in the barn. However you want to phrase it. Things didn't stay where they were supposed to stay. So the length I really liked.
Yep.
The height I really liked.
Yep.
But I was still squatting.
Yep.
Or lunging. I was still doing the lunge to get things to be unstuck. So that wound up not being great. The fabric itself was a...
I want to say it was a cotton poly blend.
Fabric made. No, it's not a cotton poly. What's the name of that stuff? It's I want to say merino wool, but that sucks. It starts with an M. It's a modal. It's that modal. I have no idea what modal is. That's what it was made out of. Modal. I think it's some sort of cotton poly blend. Not sure what modal is. So anyway, so that was like version 2.0, and it was better than your department store stuff, but not exactly what we want.
Right. So from that, I went and bought another brand that I thought was going to be the best thing ever. It was basically, like I said, my workout underwear that I had was what I would prefer on the trail. Doesn't have a pouch like to you just unzip and, you know, pee in the woods type of a deal. So, like, it didn't have the pocket or the access, I guess. But, so these had an access, they were longer, had the extra room. I thought these were going to be it. They are I still wear them. They're still super, super comfortable for everyday wear, working out, doing whatever, not on the trail. Cause you still got to think behind things. you can't just think in front of things. You still got to think, like, as a man, there are places behind things that still rub and do things. So those were not the solution either. Like, what I'm describing is, like, they've got the little extra pouch, the extra material for room for things while you're moving or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about things that, like, have an extra quote-unquote pouch. It's just the way the fabric's cut.
So it's not, nothing's compressed back towards you. It's just got room to be there. So I had those. The greatest thing, like, whatever. But, again, not on the trail because things rub behind you. Turns out the problem with underwear is skin on skin.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the material. Like, I mean, the material is very important, moisture wicking, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
But a huge part of it also is, though, like, protect the skin on skin contact to protect the chafing, protect all that kind of stuff.
That's my big thing. And that's what I didn't with that middle of the road brand that I'm not going to say what it is, because for everyday wear, it was probably fine. But like when you're out on the trail.
So I don't know. I don't remember if you found this new brand.
I found them. Okay. I'm pretty sure you found them.
So I think it was even on a social media thing, just because we had been texting about it and talking about it, and you know how everything's always listening to you. So,
right,
I still get all these underwear ads, but I found this one, and I am going to mention them. They are not a sponsor, but and I like their underwear so much that I'm just going to say it.
I feel like it is worth saying because. Irregardless of
any of that,
anything else, it is the best underwear that I have found for hiking.
So
flat out, period, full stop. We are not getting money from this.
No,
as of today, we are not getting money from this. And I feel like it is worth saying their brand name because it is the best underwear that I have found for the trip.
If you are in the same situation we are, where you have chafing problems, or if you have discomfort, anything like that, all citizens. I believe it's just allcitizens.com.
I think it is.
And they have the length you need. You can choose your length. A couple of different lengths. You can choose your material. And they have a very secluded pouch. They call it the Paradise Pouch or Paradise Pocket, which right. I am on board with that name because it is kind of paradise.
I gotta tell you, like,
so,
and this gets very personal, and sorry in advance, Mike, and sorry in advance, mm-hmm. listener, but like, it is the when I do laundry, these are the first underwear that I grab out of the
drawer.
Hiking or not hiking, these are now my favorite underwear.
They had a pre-Christmas. It was post Black Friday. It might have been Black Friday, but they had a sale. And
no, they don't because their stuff is cheap.
That's right. They didn't.
They don't have a sale like that because they don't mark it up like everybody else does.
That's right. But
I mean, I sound like I work for them. And I swear I don't. But
he's been looking at. But I went nuts. Maybe I just had enough to drink that night. But I went nuts and I bought. I've got a dozen pair now. Like
I have enough to go laundry cycle to cycle at this point because it really is. If you are looking for a good pair of underwear that keeps everything separated like it should, out on the trail especially,
it doesn't matter how much you're moving around. Like
that's the thing; it keeps everything where it should be. There is enough. Yep. Fabric to keep everything separated where you are not getting skin on skin contact.
Right.
I hate recommending somebody because it sounds like an ad and I swear it's not an ad.
It's just what
the underwear is so good that I can't imagine doing anything else.
If what you're using works for you and you don't have the issues we ran into, Then, use what you're using.
Yeah, use what you have.
If you haven't heard of All Citizens and you haven't done the research or like looked elsewhere for something that would fix that, and you're just using diaper cream or rash cream or whatever, then just look into it. Just you know, do yourself a favor.
We get I swear to you, listener, we get no kickback from this at this point. This honestly is just like an honest, like person-to-person 100%. Review. This underwear for hiking in the way that Mike and I hike, at least, and I would imagine most of our listeners.
Well, I mean, we might be doing it wrong to the point where we have skin issues.
I'm just telling you, this stuff is a game changer. The way that they have designed things, it's not like you're. There are brands, for anybody that's ever looked at underwear, if you're on Facebook or all the things, there are certain brands that pop up in your feed, right? this is not one of those brands that typically pops up in your feed, but I'm telling you, the way they have designed their underwear is literally a game changer. Yeah. Like it took care of every problem that I have on the trail. I don't have a single one of those problems anymore.
Same.
Worth every penny.
Yep.
And they're not even that expensive. I mean, they're expensive, but they're not.
I was just
like,
going to say, they are not the cheapest. They're not like your six pack for $10 or whatever.
No, I mean, they're not fruit of the loom. They're just not.
But
they're also not. You and I have looked at hiking underwear that is way more expensive than this, too.
We were looking at like $40 a pair. And
which I cannot imagine.
But, I mean, couldn't imagine spending $20 on a pair of socks. So,
I know. And I spent $20 on a pair of socks. So, I mean, I get it. And this is maybe out of people's budgets, but if you are looking for a good pair that somebody recommends that's been out on the trail, I recommend try one and see if it works.
Try one. And I mean, realistically, like we tried four because that's what that's our longest hike, and now we both have a drawer full of them. So I'm not ashamed to or upset about it. It's every time I still have my old underwear, and like there's times where I'm just like, well, I'll just throw these on. I'm just throwing sweats on, whatever, and everything.
It's not the same.
Yeah. So it, like, I'll sit there and I just hate myself.
There are brands that I really feel like, regardless of any sponsorship, regardless of any advertisement fees, any of that.
If you make a quality product, then people should know about it. So
it's like Applebee's, right? Like I would recommend Applebee's to people.
No idea where you're going with this.
No. I'm just saying that there are brands out there that are worth mentioning. If you make a good product, you make a good product, right? And I feel like people are allowed to talk about that regardless of a sponsorship thing, which full disclosure, we are not sponsored.
We're not sponsored by
Mike
anybody.
Emailed them. Mike emailed these guys and said, do you mind if we mention you because we love your product?
Right.
And they emailed back and said, yeah, go ahead and mention us. We don't mind.
As long
as you're not like disparaging.
Right. I just didn't want to start mentioning stuff and have these people reach out to me and be like, whoa, like this is not what we're not all about hiking. We're not all about this or whatever. Like I just reached out. So
do not like, this is not a sponsored ad.
Right.
This is not a, we have gotten no money from these people. The only thing we have gotten from them is it's okay for you to mention us. That is the only thing that we have gotten. I am telling you the product is good enough that I am recommending it regardless of that.
Yeah. Same. Like I said, I was just doing my due diligence. I mean, maybe I was partially reaching out saying, we're going to mention you. Do you want to float something early? But,
well, I mean, if you look, all citizens, if you're listening, if you want to send us some free ones, I would accept that.
T-shirts, whatever, you know, hats.
I mean, whatever you feel is appropriate. But at this point, when we are recording this, while we are recording this though, no money.
Yeah.
No money from them at all.
Yeah.
We have paid them at this point.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that, like, and then some, like I bought enough to cover a hiking trip, and then I just bought enough to like cover 2 weeks worth of.
Anyway, look into it if you feel like you're in the same boat as us, where you feel like you might have some of these same issues.
Yeah, if you're having the same issues, don't just run out there and say I need to change my underwear. If what you're wearing, what you use is fine, then fine. Like you said, for the first few trips, what I thought I had was working great. Now I can't see going back out on the trail with those.
No.
But again, like we've said it before, you do you, and
absolutely figure out what works for you.
And
if you don't know what works for you, this is a recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you start with one and it's the middle, like if you're on a 3-day hike and this is the one pair you have, use it on your longest day and you will not be sorry.
No, you won't be sorry. I mean, legitimately, best underwear I've ever had. Sorry for getting personal. Best underwear I've ever had. Like it's,
hey, we've talked about pooping in the woods.
Maybe you're the type of guy that wears nothing but thongs. And okay, go ahead and wear thongs. Like if that's what works for you, go ahead and wear that.
I mean,
maybe you're the type of guy. Maybe you're a boxer type of guy, and you can't imagine wearing anything so constrictive. Okay. Do what works for you.
Fair.
I'm not telling you not to do that.
Fair.
If that's what works for you, do what works for you. My personal
experience.
I want something that's a little bit more supportive. I don't need a jock strap or something out there. But I need something that's like kind of keeping things where they're supposed to be.
And keeping things from rubbing.
I don't want my thighs rubbing together. And that's the big thing is I don't want skin-on-skin contact. And this, not to go back to these underwear that whatever, but like these underwear have enough material in them that they don't let your skin rub on other skin. And that's a big thing to me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's all I really have on the whole underwear thing is that do what you can to eliminate the skin on skin. And if you can't find something or you haven't found something, then check out All Citizens. I guess that's my only recommendation. So
I feel like that's fair. I feel like that's a fair way to phrase that. If you have any, maybe you have other underwear or socks that you like that have really been a game changer for you. Please let us know. We would love to hear. Mike and I are just two guys.
Right.
So if you've had some other experience, let us know. You can reach us on email at SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. Yep. We're on all the major socials aside from Snapchat. We're not on Snapchat yet. But on the other ones, we are on at SeanMikeHike. Feel free to reach us on those. If you enjoy this episode or any other episode that we've had, please rate, review, and subscribe. Share your favorite episode with another person to kind of share the word about our podcast. We would love that to grow our audience. That's the main things that I have to say. I think I covered all of our regular plugs. Do you have anything else that you want to mention, Mike, before we close this episode?
No, I just want to reiterate, ladies, we are not trying to exclude you from this conversation.
For sure.
We don't have experience in that department personally.
Some of the best people we have met out on the trail have been ladies. Yeah,
absolutely.
I this is a all-inclusive podcast. Mm-hmm. By all means, ladies and gentlemen, please meet us out on the trail. Say hi if you see us. We would love to hear a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Like, Mike and I are not ladies. We're not. So if you have a different perspective, you want to record a podcast with us, we would love to hear your perspective and share that with anybody that's listening. So reach out if you have things to share.
Some lady, woman that has gone through a whole underwear debacle, bra debacle of this. I thought this would work and it doesn't. I thought this would work and it doesn't.
For sure.
So if you have any kind of recommendation on that kind of thing, we're no help in that.
I will go one step further. Even we're not ladies or gentlemen exclusive. If you're a lady, ladies, gentlemen, or ladies, I mean, if you're a non-binary and you have a different thing that you want to share, by all means, please do. We are not, Mike and I are two cis dudes. We are not, this podcast is not exclusive to that.
No.
So,
no.
If you have a different perspective, we'd love to hear.
We are open-minded and
whatever that different perspective
is. To all. And
absolutely. Outdoors is for everybody.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Let us know. That's all I got, Mike. You got anything else?
No, get out there and go take a hike, eh?
Yeah, go take a hike, Mike. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.